All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this public meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners on Monday, November the 5th. I want to welcome everybody. Thank you for coming. If you would please stand with me for the pledge, and then Pastor Kroll will lead us in the invitation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray. Father God, as we say that pledge, it makes us think of tomorrow and this opportunity that we have in our freedom to go ahead and vote. We thank you, Father, for the freedoms that we do have. We ask, Lord God, that you would please use this country, bless it, not just for the people in it, but to be a blessing around the world. Pray that you would give us good leaders in your eyesight. And for these men now, Father, for the commissioners, we ask your blessing on them. Again, that they might be a blessing to this region. Grant them wisdom and insight. All that they need, Father, and I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Mr. Nolan, any additions, deletions, corrections to the public meeting agenda?
No, sir, there are not.
Hearing none, we have motion to approve the public meeting agenda.
So moved.
Have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Agenda's approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are any additions, corrections, changes to the minutes? Hearing none, we have motion to adopt.
So moved.
We have a second.
Second.
Motion, a second. Minutes approved by mutual consent. Okay, the first item in the business agenda is Garrett County Purchasing Department. Brian, what do you got for us?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have two agenda items this evening for your consideration. The first of which is a bid award for a lighting retrofit project of the Garrett County Health Center. The county accepted bids for this project on Thursday, August 16th. We received a total of one bid. A bid tabulation was provided for you under separate cover earlier. The recommendation at this time is to award the bid to Electric Power Savers at Camp Hill, PA. They've done some other lighting retrofit projects already at various county locations, so we are familiar with this company. This is for interior lighting only. It's taking the T8s and replacing it with LED. Total price, $36,844, 90 days from notice of award for completion. There was some other prices in the bid for some exterior lighting and light poles. We're rejecting those. We don't have the funding to do it at this time. So the recommendation includes the rejection of those items. And there is three different funding sources for this project. We do have an MEA Smart Energy Communities grant funding a portion of it, Potomac Edison rebate. And then there is a 10%, around 10,000, well, it's more than 10%, around $10,106 of county funds. Any question on that?
So this is all about saving energy, and if we make this investment, we save?
Yes, we will save money. The payback period for this is around two to three years, and then after that point, we're saving the energy, switching from the T8s to the LEDs. The kilowatt hours are going down subsequently, so is our energy bill.
Any other questions? Go ahead and take the next one too, Brian. We'll do them both.
Okay. The final one for today is, this is for Bear Creek Road guardrail replacement. Bids were accepted for this on August 9th. We received a total of two bids. The recommendation is to award the bid to Green Acres Contracting Company, Inc. out of Scottsdale, PA. Total bid price of $345,250. The notice to proceed for this work is not going to occur until spring of 2019. There is a budget line item in the budget right now, $313,125, but it's going to have to be amended, obviously. We're a little short, and that's actually currently underway as we speak.
Questions about that?
Is that public funding, state funding? State highway?
No, this is solely county.
Thank you. Any other questions from Brian? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve bid number 18-0816 to Electric Power Savers for the Garrett County Health Center lighting retrofit project, and bid number 18-0809, Bear Creek Road rail replacement to Green Acres Contracting Company.
So moved.
Motion and second.
Second.
Question on motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
All right, next on the agenda, Garrett County Department of Planning and Land Development. JB, you got for us?
This is renaming Resolution 18-4. This was brought up by a representative from Exelon Corporation that runs some of the wind turbines in the county. They wanted them addressed. Originally, I'd gone with some unit numbers, and they didn't prefer that, so they asked if they could have them individually addressed, like some of the other ones are. And so that required having separate roads because there are so many of them. So they came up with the names Four Mile Ridge Road, Nordex Road, and Marvin Way.
Questions? Hearing none, we have a motion to accept resolution number RN18-4 to road name Four Mile Ridge Road, Nordex Road, and Marvin Way.
Make the motion to accept.
Right, we have a motion to accept. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Moving right along. The next item on the agenda is a presentation overview of the Garrett County Hazard Mitigation Plan. Virginia.
So just in case you'd like to look at it, I brought it. However,
light
I
green.
Think you're going to like this better. I have a cheat sheet for you. I think I have actually one for Kevin. Oh, here, Kevin. So this is a plan that we have to complete. Usually it's on a 5-year cycle, but this maintains our eligibility for funding through the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. That little cheat sheet I gave you just kind of gives you the highlights of what we did during our update this go-round. Actually, Commissioner Heinball sat on one of the committees. We did have a stakeholder committee. You must have involvement of stakeholders in order to update the plan. And so we used a pre-existing committee, which was our LEPC, our Local Emergency Management Planning Committee. Garrett County decided some years back that rather than just focus on hazardous materials with that committee, that we would make that a multi-hazard committee. So it was a really good fit for us to use that committee and not have to form a separate committee. Plus, that committee has a really good cross-section of stakeholders, even some private entities on it. We have like First Energy is on that committee, which is very helpful to have a little bit of the public sector that deals with hazards as well. And so the Disaster Mitigation Act is the actual act that causes state and locals to have to do hazard mitigation planning. And so the idea is you identify your hazards, you discuss them, you look at what's vulnerable in your community and what's at risk, and then really the point of all that is to come up with some informed decision making for projects that you would select as potential mitigation projects moving forward. So basically anything that's going to help us eliminate our risk to hazards or reduce our risk to hazards. So rather than responding to hazards after they happen, what can we do before? So as an example, I wanted to show you, this is this handout, the second handout I'm giving you. This is one of the projects in our plan. So I just gave you an example. And behind that, I put the different funding sources, grant funding sources, that can be used for mitigation. And oftentimes, we only think of FEMA. Whereas there's so many different funding sources that can be used, and it's dependent upon the type of project that you come up with and the hazard. But our project, in years past, we might have said something like, provide generators to critical facilities. We're at the point now where we can get very specific as to what that means. So you can see from our project sheet, We're talking about our new EOC, so we'll be eligible next year to apply for that. We didn't want to wait until that facility is underway. Also, the schools that we've identified as shelters. So, and some of them, we have some essential facilities on there as well. And then in the back of our plan, as an appendix, is our funding sources. The plan itself cost the county nothing. We did obtain a grant to do that planning project. And then our LEPC time, our committee members' time, we counted as our in-kind match. We added those up and we had more than enough match with our review. So where are we right now? So we have a draft plan ready to go. And so the first step is we do have to come in and give a presentation and then open it up for a public comment and review period. So right now our plan, this meeting, we did have a news brief on the homepage of the website, as well as under emergency management right at the top, the full plan, if you click on it, the entire PDF comes up and can be viewed. So that's probably November, we're thinking, is a good time for our public review and comment period. Wednesday night, the 7th of this week, we're going to the mayor's meeting, because not only do we as a county, we, rather than our municipalities having to do a separate plan themselves, we've included them in our plan. And that's why we have, even under some of the hazards, you'll see a municipal perspective. And then we have a chapter in there that's just for municipalities. We also did a questionnaire, and I think most of our, all of them participated in some way, some more than others, and they were able to include some projects in the plan as well. And so on Wednesday, we're going to present the plan and do just some brief highlights for that group, and they will have an opportunity to make sure they're comfortable with the plan. And then what has to happen, so the plan's been reviewed and approved by the Maryland Emergency Management, the state level, and FEMA. But FEMA says in order for us to have an approved plan, so we have an approved pending adoption letter, in order for us to have an approved plan, it must be adopted by the jurisdiction. So we as a county must adopt that plan as well as our municipalities for them to be covered. If you look at 5 years past, we have had a number of municipalities that have utilized mitigation funding for generators and projects such as that. So our goal is to have all of our municipalities be covered by our plan as well. So we're working towards that. I think we're scheduled tentatively right now for December 3rd, potentially for adopting. But we'll go ahead and we'll keep you informed as to what type of comments we get. We can tweak the plan. As long as it's not major content changes, then the plan can go forward as and proceed. So do you have any questions for me regarding the plan?
Okay. I think that staff did a great job. You said, I think that's 200 some pages.
That's pretty thorough.
And this was done in-house. So most counties, most jurisdictions will contract this out. Okay. It's probably a $50,000.
I think the only one in Maryland that didn't contract it out. But we did do a plan update, and we had very little changes that we had to do on our plan. So I feel like
Jenny did a lot of that work with the committee. So
the committee, and we also, I do want to give a shout out to the staff for technical assistance. So our planning office, our permits office, roads, public works. We had contributions on a number of items within the plan. It was very easy to work with everyone on the staff, and it just made it for a very smooth plan development process.
So their efforts, again, you know, did it internally, saved us that money, and that's a big, huge project. Again, it's required to be done every 5 years and to be reviewed and updated. So,
Jen, you did the work assembling and printing and all that kind of stuff yourself?
So that I did. I have a couple things. That's actually the copy I maintain on my desk. But for printing purposes, we'll probably only run a few hard copies just because they're so expensive to print nowadays. The digital version of the plan, I think, actually shows up better than our printed version, at least our maps do. So some of our mapping products are old, some of them are new. Yeah. But where we could, we've updated And then we maintain some of the previous information because we actually, in years past, did gather a lot of information. One thing I wanted to bring out this time was to differentiate between critical and essential facilities, which are just the ERC, fire, medical, and our rescue stations, because from a benefit cost analysis standpoint, all projects have to go through that. Those are the projects that get funded. So they're our top priority, is we really want to make sure those facilities can, you hear about resiliency, but those are the things that make our community, our schools resilient, that they can continue to operate even during, but post-disaster events. So those are the things we want to really shore up. And so we do have a number of projects in there. I think there's 22 action items, and then we were able to develop project sheets. So going forward, at this point in time, unless something changes, those will be the types of things we're thinking about. I think this go around, we did some message, the mobile message signboards that the roads department have. They are all through hazard mitigation funding. Our notification for citizens, that was paid for with our, so it's a good program, and we do try to use it to the fullest extent.
I know just from going to the LAPC meetings, you're making a lot of progress on all these things. So.
We're trying, absolutely. So.
Yeah, and as you said, this is the first step. I mean, it needs to be identified in this plan in order for funding. So, and we've gotten funding for generators, and so it's a huge undertaking. They did a great job.
And we are able to make amendments. So if during the 5 years there's something that changes or we need to make an amendment, we can do that. But we will have to, go through the process of doing that, which isn't a problem, but we try to cover as much as we could foresee.
Thank you. Okay, that's the last item on the business agenda, public comment. Anybody have any questions or comments? I do want to make one announcement. The county did provide workers' compensation coverage to volunteer fire and rescue EMS providers. That made it out in the news a little bit. Just went into effect last week. So. Pardon. We voted to do that in the budget process and everything else. We just got it. So it's now in effect. Any other questions, comments, concerns? All right. Hearing none, we have a motion to adjourn.
Second. So.